There's a handful of authors who advocate the practice, but they don't all agree on how it should be done. So what we did in this study was pull the different authors who recommend it and see how they agreed in several different domains.
What do they agree on?
Well, they agree on things like it should only be used as a last resort. It should only be used for significant misbehaviors. It should only be used rarely. The first time it should hurt, and it should be used once or twice per incident.
So you took those as general guidelines on spanking. How did what you heard on the recordings match?
Well, they didn't match very well. The major finding was that for those parents who were spanking, which was about half the sample, many were using it very frequently for trivial misbehaviors, not for serious problems. It wasn't being used as a last resort. It was being used as a second resort, maybe 30 seconds into the misbehavior. And then about half the parents were spanking in anger, which was another guideline that most of the advocates recommend doing it very calmly.
And you could hear their anger in the audio.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's listen to a few clips.
That's a no-no. Don't touch that.
No,
it's a no-no. No, it'll break.
It's not funny. It's not cute. Don't do that. That's gross.
A number were clearly irritated. Some raised a voice. No one was yelling outright. Some were more angry than others.
It seems like we've seen public attitudes about spanking change over the years. But do we know much about the sort of private practice of hitting children?
Well, virtually all the research data is self-reports by parents about how often they do it. These data are unusual and novel. It's too small a sample to be able to generalize about general frequency rates or whether there's been a decline. But other research that's looked at things like parental attitudes has shown that there is indeed a slow decline in people's favorable attitudes toward corporal punishment. So I think gradually the tide is turning, even though the majority of parents these days still, at least occasionally, will spank or slap their children.
Now, what's wrong with that?
Well, lots of things. It's not an effective technique. As my study showed, children were misbehaving again within 10 minutes of the spanking. Parents think it's an effective technique, but it's only effective in the immediate few seconds after the hitting. It's not effective 10 minutes later. And the real problem is it can result in unintended negative consequences down the road. The most common one being children who are spanked more learn to be aggressive with their peers and with others, with adults. It also can result in mental health issues, anxiety, or even depression. So I think it's partly an educational deficit that we need to work on to help better educate people that spanking is not a good parenting technique to use.
That's George Holden. He's a professor of psychology at Southern Methodist University. Thank you.
Thank you.